You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm pleased to be joined with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma's Evangelism Director, Tim Gentry. Hey, Tim, welcome to Messenger Insight.
It's good to be here.
Now, we have a huge event coming up in January, the State Evangelism Conference. Tell us all about it. When is it? Where is it? What can people expect?
January 27, 28, First Baptist Church of Moore. It's a Monday, Tuesday with a special pre-conference Sunday night solemn assembly on prayer. We're going to pray. Minimal talking, minimal music, maximum prayer. January 26, 27, 28.
Great. Now, this is a storied event. This is a important event every year in the life of our convention. But what makes this year's unique?
It's always about Oklahoma, but especially this year, we are just wanting to highlight evangelism in Oklahoma. Obviously, we want to reach the entire state, every man, woman, boy, and girl in Oklahoma. And so since we're talking about reaching Oklahoma, I just felt, praying and thinking things through, talking with some people. This year, we're having all Oklahoma preachers. I don't know that we've ever done that before.
That is unique. Who are some of the speakers?
Well, we obviously were looking for evangelism pace setters in that. We were trying to, represent whether it's geographically or church size. But we've got Charlie Blunt at First Baptist Church El Reno is going to be there. One of our younger pastors, Alton Fannin, down at First Baptist Church of Ardmore, doing a great work down there and really has a message about starting a separate worship service that many would see as competition, and yet they are complementing each other and building the kingdom. Nick Garland up at Broken Arrow First Baptist Church. Blake Gideon, new to the Oklahoma City area, but obviously not new to Oklahoma, at First Baptist Edmond. Alex Amaya up at Battle Creek likewise Broken Arrow. KJ Jackson, one of our church planters, though he's been there for a few years, up in Tulsa. Scott Reed, down in Cache, First Baptist Church of Cache, and Rick Sowell over at Choctaw Road, and then Jack Vance at Dewar, Oklahoma.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great group of pastors and Okies. We want to know more about the theme for this year, and then maybe tell us about, obviously, we'll hear great preaching and music, but what would some of the breakouts be? So walk us through that, Tim.
Well, the theme of the conference is Oklahoma, My Place to Serve. This is really wrapping up the tail end of Mithra 16, which was built on prayer, share, and serve. And so that really is what will lead into the conference. And then we're going to make a transition out of the conference into the new statewide emphasis of Reconnect Sunday School. So you can expect to have breakouts really on all kinds of evangelism, not just something for Sunday school, not just something about service, but all kinds of evangelism. And there'll be things there, especially for women. Obviously, for the men, I think something there that younger pastors will find, something that the more experienced pastors would find there, something really for everyone.
And there will be, displays and plenty of information. What is the cost?
Well, there is no cost. Obviously, people have got to travel. Some may need to get a hotel room, and that's beyond our control. But because of cooperative program support, this conference, and it's a significant conference, is free to all.
That's awesome. What is the website people could go to check out the speakers and make plans to attend?
www.bgco.org/SEC.
Great. Now, Tim, I want to just step back a moment and obviously, thinking about the conference, there's a lot of excitement around what God is doing in Oklahoma. But talk about the challenge of evangelism in society today. Obviously, we are among the most blessed nations on earth, among the most blessed states, obviously among the most blessed denominations. But indeed, what do you see as some challenges, and how could coming together like this propel us forward? How could God use that?
Well, it's a significant thing to think that from past history and current history, that there's still a great attendance at this conference. And it's not every community, but when I am praying and when I'm thinking that over this two-day period of time, if there's a pastor, if there's a lay leader at this meeting, they're going to be touched by the Holy Spirit. And if they're touched, their church is going to be impacted. And if their church is impacted, their community can't help but be impacted. And so there are very few events that we do that in a two-day period of time, most of the state of Oklahoma could be reached through this. So a lot of prayer goes into this. You know, I'm a strategy guy, but honestly, our problem today is a spiritual problem. Hmm. There's always things we need to be doing better, or we just need to be doing, period. But we need to be on our knees praying. That's one of the reasons, as I was praying and Dr. Frizzell was praying, and we came together and last year had this solemn assembly on the Sunday night before the conference. And Dr. Frizzell has prepared materials for churches. They could do that at their own church anytime. But we just calling, and there's a national call as well to this last Sunday of January to make it a focus of prayer. And so we pray for the weather. Obviously, that's yes. Key. We pray for the speakers. We pray for travel. Something I pray regularly is that there would be a layperson stand up in every church and say, "Pastor, you're going to this meeting." Because I think a lot of pastors, they're concerned. They want to be good stewards. They're pastoring their flock. They're trying to reach their community. And sometimes there's a little desire to keep the pastor close to home. And yet pastors need to get out, and lay leadership needs to get out and be challenged and go to conferences. So my prayer is that there'd be a champion in every church that say, "Pastor, whether it's money, whether it's babysitting, whether it's a vehicle or whatever it may be, you're going to this conference." And so a lot of prayer goes into the conference.
That's great. Well, the stage is set. We're praying that Jesus would be glorified through this event. We're talking to Tim Gentry, who is Evangelism Director for the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. We're talking about the 2014 State Evangelism Conference. Tim, give us that website one more time.
www.bgco.org/SEC.
Tim, we'll look forward to hearing how the conference goes. Let's have you back on and talk about all that God did through this time together, through these speakers. Anything else you'd like to add to that pastor or layman sitting out there that's hearing about this and is thinking about attending? Speak to that person.
Well, I do want to note that we acknowledge our pace setters, really kind of a top 10 in the different average attendance of churches in baptisms. There's always a little discomfort there of, well, maybe we shouldn't honor people too much, but we do want to be honoring the Lord through recognizing what churches have done. Baptisms is the best measurement we have of reaching people. And so this year, to our pace setters, we have come up with a patch that's going to be an all-state in evangelism. Now, they'll still get a certificate, and we'll have a banquet on Monday night. But Monday night during the general session, I'm going to have all of these pastors up on the stage, and each of them will be given a patch. It'll look very similar to the ones that people have gotten in football or band or whatever, but it'll say All-State Evangelism. Of course, the patch is in the shape of Oklahoma 2013, and just another way to highlight the importance of reaching people.
That's cool. That's a cool idea. It's going to be an amazing conference. Check it out online, bgco.org/SEC. Tim, thanks for coming on Messenger Insight today.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.